Yeah, where are you?
I just pulled up.
Oh, all right. We'll see you in a second. WSBC. This is the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Welcome back to another week. Fun. Shenanigans.
You know it. The whole deal, right?
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, is my twin brother, Bill. Looking a lot more like me these days now that he's shaved off Clay. Clay O'Brien is here. Clay, what did you call it?
I called it Bill's Georgie.
His Georgie.
That was his perfectly trimmed George Michael beard.
Uh-huh.
That he is now...
shed.
Yeah. It's gone.
It was an accidental thing.
You're missing your Georgie, Bill.
I'm missing my Georgie.
And me and Patty were just discussing how that would be such like a British thing. Like, look at me, Georgie. It looks nice, don't it?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. Would you just walk into Georgie over there talking smack, huh? I don't know. That was terrible.
Your English. Why'd you let it go?
I don't know. I can't do a Brit or an English person, whatever, you know. You know. Hello, how... I don't know, cheerio.
You just go for Mary Poppins right off the bat.
Yeah, not, you know.
Georgie, honey, I'm going to get my Georgie trimmed. I'll be back.
And then you got the rougher English guys. Like, I'm getting me Georgie trimmed. It's about that time.
So, Billy, you shaved your George Michael beard.
Shaved your Georgie beard.
Why is it a George Michael beard?
I don't know.
It was just so perfect. It was like lined, like razor sharp lines.
Yeah,
you know?
A lot of people that were like, that is a... That thing is bad.
It was manicured.
It's nice.
Just watch the, watch some George Michael and you'll know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Like 90s.
Yeah.
Why'd you shave it though? Because you were just getting it going.
So on Friday, I got home from work and then I was going to go bartend an event at the Carlton Hotel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was...
No beards allowed.
Well, no, I was in like a rush, but at the same time...
No Georgies allowed.
I was like, oh man, I was like, I got to trim this up. I hadn't touched it all week.
Yep.
So I, put the guard on the trimmer.
You had a guard issue.
And I'm doing the guard, and I'm cleaning it up, and I'm not, I'm just kind of like lightly knocking
this has
it
happened to all of
the,
us.
Against the sink to get like the hair out of it while I'm going.
The guard fell off,
doesn't pay attention, went around, I was like, no!
So you had a big line in your beard.
Yeah, I was like, now we got to take
it
off.
Did you try and ever salvage it? Like, maybe I could do a sideburn goatee combo.
Yeah, I just decided, well, I'll go one line here, and then I guess I'll just line it up on the other side and make it
look like Paulie from, the motorcycle show.
Exactly. Something like that. Or
Paulie
like,
from that motorcycle show.
Or one of those, that American motorcycle
like one
show.
One of those guys from the WWE just with like ridiculous facial
you
hair.
Should've.
Like
lines you should have done that. Place. You should have done that. That would have been
interesting.
Yeah,
that would have looked real great. Hey, welcome to the nursery party for your kids. I'll be your bartender. This evening.
What kind of party was it?
It was
you said
for
a nursery party?
Yeah, it was for like a preschool or a nursery in Oak Park. They do like this silent auction. It's like their little party that they have for all the parents every year, and they raise money for it. It's fine.
Lots of babysitters and nannies?
No, it's actually parents.
Fun for Billy.
All around our age, a lot of them, yeah. And a lot of them get loose. But I didn't want to scare anybody, though.
Don't scare the babysitters.
They're not babysitters.
But I thought you said it was a daycare place.
You got some,
anybody who works at a daycare place.
What is that creep on you, man?
What is that creepy voice you're doing there?
I don't know. A guy who likes babysitters.
That's like your creepy white guy? Creepy.
Do it as a British guy. The babysitter is there.
The babysitter.
Were there a lot of babysitters there?
Yeah, no, there weren't. They were at home babysitting.
I grew this Georgie out to attract lots of hot babysitters.
Actually, there was a guy that was a British guy that kept coming up and going, oh, we'll take a cabinet, please. He had like 20 of them.
Did he have a beard?
He did. Yeah, he did have a beard.
Well, we're a week
later.
I bet
he was like
this.
A guy I remember. I was like, oh, I remember you, like the only British guy from last year, too. Yeah.
I don't did know, you say that?
No, like, hey,
I remember
only
you.
British guy from
you're
last
the only
year.
British guy,
guy
here.
This year.
Sir, only British guy.
How you been?
It's Sir, only British guy to you. I was knighted by the Babysitters Club.
I got rid of me, Georgie. Did you notice?
He was knighted by the Babysitters Club. Wow. that was Friday night. That's what it was, the beard fiasco and then the Babysitters Club over at the hotel, I guess.
Beard panic.
Yep.
Beard panic.
Not a good way to start your weekend.
No, because I was like, now we're going to like, I'm going to scare people. Like, they haven't seen me in a while.
Well, you look 10 years younger.
Bill was like, I got to go tan my face.
So that's what you did.
What?
So then you went
nothing
tanning.
Matches my tone.
It's fine.
So Billy jumped in.
It's just hair. It grows back. Unless it's on the top of your head like mine.
You're still on your gym kick.
Yeah.
You walk in with a beef sandwich from yesterday, and you go, I just got out of the gym.
For our listeners, Bill walked in.
It's protein.
A beef from Johnny's?
Do 100 push-ups, eat 6 Johnny's beef.
Yeah, so beef. I did something. I never thought I'd be this guy, but I got those protein powder.
Yeah, you're making
today.
The shakes?
Yeah.
Did you make them yet?
Yeah, crushed 2 of them out.
Chocolate?
Bad. Chocolate. They're not bad.
In water?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I could do it. I mean, like they say, it's, you know, and now, see, now I'm getting all geeky nutrition.
How do you get all strong drinking chocolate water?
What are you training for?
Training for life. No, I figured that, like, you have to take, I think they say adults anywhere if you're above, like, 120, 100 and my weight, which is, like, now 170. If you're above that, they say it's, like, 70 to 80 grams of protein a day if you're trying to build muscle.
It's a lot of Big Macs.
It is, but if you can do it in powder form, just one gulp, you know, then it's worth it.
Then you go and do curls until your arms fall off.
Just crush it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I'm jealous. I got to get on the kick.
Join us.
Still smoking heaters, though?
Unfortunately, yes. I was having a discussion with a friend of mine today. I was like, the next step has got to be the cigarettes. We've got to kick that out. I was saying that hopefully psychologically I'll get to a point where when I'm working out and I'm plateauing and I want to get, I'm like, the next step then, if we want to get there, these got to go.
Right.
Because I do find it, like, when I don't... Well,
how far are you going? Are you going Piscopo?
He's going all the way to the top.
Are you going
to the top?
taking it to the top.
He's going to the top.
I just want to get in shape. Those guys that are bodybuilders, and I think those guys look ridiculous. I just want to be, you know, no fat.
No, but you could be
this
like...
This radio show personality is taking it to the top.
You could be like...
100 push-ups before every show.
Yeah. A CrossFit nut and go like, world champion CrossFit. Ex-smoker Bill Houlihan.
No, like show up at the ex-smoker. Challenge. Just show up to the challenge and like flick a smoke.
Bill's
like,
doing chant
for me today.
Bill's doing a Chantax commercial. It's like him behind the mic in the studio, and then it cuts to a shot of him running along like a nice prairie path.
Yeah,
I used to smoke like you.
Right.
Then I took Chantix. Almost chopped off.
Now
my head.
Show's twice as funny, and I can breathe better.
But I want to kill everyone.
I don't know. I mean, the Chantix stuff is kind of scary from what I've heard on it.
Yeah.
My feeling is just quit cold turkey. That's, I think, the only way I'm going to be able to do it.
I haven't talked to too many people about Chantix.
My brother
took
it.
Is that how you say it?
Chantix.
Did it work for him?
That's how they say it in Beverly Hills. He was taking Chantix.
No, it drove. He was having like.
Yeah, like I heard people have these
nightmares.
Your dreams are crazy.
He couldn't sleep.
Like,
he's like, screw this.
People that suffer from severe depression, if they take it, all of a sudden start having suicidal thoughts.
Right.
Okay. I'll forget it. I'll keep smoking.
Yeah, you're better off smoking. I mean, I do know a couple people that have.
Your doctor says, you're better off smoking. Got bad dreams?
This stuff's crazy.
Go back to the heaters. Don't worry about it. Life's too short for bad dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Now, we always do fashion a little bit at the beginning of the show. You got a little puffy coat there.
I got a puffy coat. I finally got a puffy. It's a packable puffy coat. One of those
thin
layered.
Is that
a new
thing?
Wow. Where'd you get
these
that?
These have been all the rage for about 2 years, much like when I was a younger kid. I got the starter jacket after everybody else moved on to the next thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is my puffy coat. I got a puffy coat 4 years late. But
it's
a very
gentle puff. It's not,
yeah, it's
like,
not like
super
my,
puffy.
It's not like the Patagonia. It's a little thinned out.
It's not like Michelin Man.
Yeah. No, Santa. I want a gentle puff. Gentle puff, not a big puffy coat.
So where did you pick up this purchase?
But you also have an orange shirt on.
Yeah, with a
powder blue sweater.
And then
over
the lining
it.
Of the jacket. It is the same color almost as the sweater. It's like a royal blue.
You look like
blue.
You're like an executive from the Mets on a vacation.
I'll take it.
That or he's just a lazy coach at Oak Park at OPRF High School.
There you go.
Or say like Evanston High
School. You look like
an
executive
colors.
From the New York Mets on vacation.
With your orange shirt and your blue sweater.
But you shaved your Georgie.
You see?
Call you Sandy Alderson. Isn't he the GM of the Mets?
I don't know. I like that name, though.
Sandy.
It's a good alias. It's a good alias.
So where'd you get this jacket?
Sandy Alderson.
Where'd you get the jacket?
I got it at the Gap.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's where middle-aged white people belong.
That's like the spring puff coat, right?
Spring puff. Very much
That's
so.
Your spring puff coat.
Mm-hmm. You got your spring puff in your Georgie, eh?
Look at him with his cuff to his ankle showing and his Oxford shoes and his spring puff jacket.
And his Georgie.
And his Georgie. Striking, really.
He looks marvelous.
Ready to attack Hollywood.
Yeah.
Take a seat, sir.
Nice. So you had a little field day over in the Gap.
Yeah, I went over to the Gap. You know, I went over there because my mother-in-law works at the Gap.
Yeah.
She hooks it up.
Right? Really?
Yeah, she gets a discount on some of the stuff. So.
Is that family or is that friends and family?
No, it's her, but usually I go in and try stuff out and leave notes for her.
Just try stuff on and leave.
Yeah, I leave her the money and leave her a note and she'll...
Thank you for letting me shop here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went over there because I had to get some pants.
Yeah, pants prices.
My corduroys that I was rocking quite regularly as of... up till Saturday night. Saturday night, I got a little carried away behind the bar at Kevel's.
Yeah, he split his pants.
Really?
I think we have a picture of that.
We did. They were playing. It was the final night of Kevel's.
I was there.
You were there briefly.
Yeah.
It was a blowout party. You know.
I was there later.
I saw two people. I really talked to only like two or three people, and the two people that I talked to had told me the same exact things the last time I saw them, and they were drunk. So
you were like, that's my cue to leave.
Yeah. Good night. Yeah, it was the final night of Kevel's. I worked there for 15 years. The bar Bless was closing you. Up. Dang and somebody put on a little Van Halen jump.
Uh-oh.
You did?
I think it probably was me. And
you
did
David Lee Roth?
I did a David Lee Roth like high kick behind the bar after about 7 shots of Fireball and ripped my corduroys from front to back completely.
Wow.
Right in the crotch area.
Yeah.
So I had to get new pants. So I went to the Gap.
There you only go. Got one pair of pants, huh?
Shopping for jeans is very difficult these days. You can't just, like, there's 800 slim, skinny, stretch, you know, and they all have goofy names and all the sizes are different compared to what the fit was. It's an ordeal. It took me about an hour to find a pair of jeans that didn't look weird.
Okay.
I just go online, man.
I could never.
Why?
Because they wouldn't fit right.
They don't fit right.
They'd be floods or, you know, I don't know. Make them fit. Sound like the dad who's like exasperated at Sears to his kid. Dad, these don't fit.
These shoes,
make them fit.
Shoes are making my toenails bad.
Monday Night Football starts in 20. We got to go.
Make them fit. We got to be at Red Lobster in 20 minutes. Got to meet your grandmother.
Yeah. You know what?
Grandmother. Wow, nice guy.
How excited he sounded. You got to go to Red Lobster and meet your grandmother.
Maybe it's his mother-in-law.
There it is.
Yeah.
It only took, what are we in, 10 minutes in? It only took 10 minutes for a Southern guy to make an appearance. I thought the British guy was going to override him, but he's come back.
Well, speaking of our awesome accents we do, I think we overdid it a little last week, huh?
I don't know. I don't think so. I was thinking about that myself. We talked about Imam Sadiq, the Indian guy who was trolling me on LinkedIn.
Sure. Has he reached you since?
No. He might, though. You never know. But, you know.
You should send
them. I got some feedback from a couple of people who were like, ooh, you got to watch it. You know, and I said, I don't think I was being offensive.
The Indian Mafia will come after you.
Could. Never know. One thing to ward yourself off from the Indian Mafia?
Oatmeal.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal in the morning. Every day. This show is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. The Hoolies Hoolies is going to take a quick break. We'll be back after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our 3-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836, 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org. Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hi, Clay.
Patty, you took your jacket off.
I did.
You're a little too warm. It's a little too puffy.
It was, yes, the puffiness makes it hot.
Yeah, you know? That's the whole point.
Bill went in the other...
Bill's pounding a beef in the bathroom.
He is. Bill, how's your beef in the bathroom? Welcome back to the program.
What are you drinking with it?
Awesome.
You got a Dr. Pep?
No, water, man. No pop.
No pop.
Oh,
getting in shape.
He has a pop.
No pop.
Well, you're going all the way to the top, Billy. It's all
the way to the top.
Once you get there, who knows what's going to happen.
What's our mantra from Billy's Toys?
We're going to change everything.
We're changing everything. And we're going all the way to the top.
It's going to be a glorious journey.
Yeah. Changing everything. We're going all the way to the top.
I
it's
like
going
it.
To be a glorious journey.
So,
that's
Patty,
terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised at the Kevels saying there was zero food.
Yeah. Let me explain to the audience, in case they don't know. Clay's referring to a restaurant that Bill and I both worked at for a number of years.
Yep.
By the way, Schaller's Pump Room also closed on the same day.
It was like oldest bar in Chicago.
That's right.
Crazy.
And, that's a legendary spot.
Yeah, and Kevels was compatible to Schaller's, same kind of environment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, multi-generational joint, family-owned. Anyway, it closed.
Legends.
Both of them have unfortunately closed and folded. But I worked at Kevels at 7228 Circle in Forest Park for the final Saturday night last Saturday.
Yeah.
It's quite a blowout. I thought it was going to be bigger, but it was it didn't end without a whimper. I thought the end of the night was kind of fun when we started taking pictures behind the bar. I wish there had been more of that, you know.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden at bar time we kind of realized that wow, it's over, you know, like, and it had been crazy all night, and then
people crying?
No, I think it probably would have come to that, but it was one of those situations where we started, hey, Kevel was like, all right, we got to get going. He let us hang out for an extra hour and a half, I think, probably. It was fun. And then we took a couple of group photos behind the bar. And, you know, I don't know. That was it.
What about the ghost?
He was probably there, most likely there.
Yeah.
Oh, can I say this? This is so cathartic, though.
Yeah.
It was near the end of the night, you know, in the middle of the night.
You're soft-spoken.
Am I?
Yeah.
It's just because I'm trying to be sincere.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Trying.
Yeah.
It doesn't come naturally.
All right, so at the end of the
trying
night.
Trying to be sincere.
Yeah, at the end of the night.
Yeah, soft voice. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm just putting everybody to bed now. But,
yeah.
So at the end of the night, you know, it's crazy, and I thought, well, you know, then the ghost came around, right? And then, oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was walking through the kitchen.
Okay.
And it was the end of the night. It's raining out buckets.
Yeah, it was.
That night. So I was really amazed that all those people came out in the rain, too. And the ceiling in the kitchen has not been so great.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Leaks a little bit sometimes when it rains.
Right.
And, yeah. You put the bucket under it and that kind of deal.
Yeah.
A panel from the ceiling, you know, like those tile.
It's called a drop ceiling.
Is that what you call it, Clay?
Yeah, and it's like the Yeah, it's like the material.
It's like drywall.
Yeah, it came down on you.
Yeah,
a bunch of it just
right on you.
Not on me, but like on the floor and in front of me, and I was like,
the ghost.
It's the ghost. But that was the ghost's way of telling me like, get out. The whole place is coming down tonight.
The ghost gave it a poke.
The whole place is. It's the end. It truly is the end. I'm taking the whole place apart.
Yeah.
So now, do they go in there and like just clear everything out the next day? Like,
no.
No, I think that's going to be a process over time. You know, they got to get a lot of people in there. People need to call and say, hey, I want to pick up a picture of mine or whatever.
People were coming up and taking their pictures off the wall and stuff like that, you know. And that was, you know, it was sad and sad, but it was neat to see, you know, it was neat to see everybody feel like that they had a piece of that place.
Right.
Yeah.
And kind of take it apart and, you know, part ways. And how's that?
I had many a good meal there.
I did too.
And a good drink.
I had many good laughs in there. I had lots of laughs in that place.
Mostly
man.
That, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss the heck out of that. So.
Me too.
Onward and upward.
Onward and upward is right.
Bill, you had all your Duffy's people come over. That was pretty nice of them to come by.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
You know, give their condolences.
They know that I
was. It wasn't,
there
you know,
forever.
Frank just wanted to be done with it. So.
Can you blame him after a certain point? Yeah, he was tired.
No, I don't blame him at all.
Yeah, no, they did go over there, and then I had some of my other crew meet me there when I got off of work.
Your gym buddies? No, are these your gym buddies or your tan buddies?
It's all the same people.
Oh,
all right. Where was I going with this? Oh, I know that, so some of my staff I know went there in the beginning of the night for dinner.
Yes. I saw them. Julie Shea.
That was Friday night.
Yep, I was there both nights.
Yeah, and then Saturday night, they all came up. Well, I mean, a lot of the other bartenders came up there that didn't make it on Friday to have some cocktails.
Cocktails.
And then they were open on Sunday, too, correct?
Yeah, I didn't make it to Sunday. I was too hungover from Saturday night. I was like, enough is enough.
Yeah, this weather's got everyone in the dumps, too.
Did you go over there on Sunday, Pat? I don't know.
No, I didn't make it Sunday.
I heard it was a good crowd, though. I did have people texting me, like, where are you at? You coming up?
I was mad at myself for not making it over there Sunday. You know, I fell asleep on the couch the same way on the same night that I did when the Sox won the 05 World Series.
And didn't make it up there?
I didn't make it up till there, like, till after the game. Well, like, I fell asleep in, like, the seventh inning, and I must have been so tired. Like, it's just pathetic that I fall asleep in the middle of the game, the World Series game, and the Sox were going to win it.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden I heard cheering and I woke up. My dad's like, the Sox just won the World Series. I was like, what? I went to Kevel's and was already, all the fun was already kind of you know.
I don't know. Pandemonium went on pretty much
the whole night. But
and then about a week afterwards too.
Yeah. Well, the same
you
way.
You wouldn't have remembered it anyway.
On Sunday, we had dinner, I was like, all right. My wife's like, help me put the kids to bed. I was like, okay, fine. I did that. And then I kind of like laid on the couch. She's like, I thought you were going to go over there. I'm like, I'm going to go over there in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Wake up. It's 2 in the morning. I'm on the couch. I'm like, oh, that's over
with. I knew if I had gone over there, it would have constituted more drinks. And I was like, I got to work on Monday. I can't do this two nights in a row.
I can't do this two nights in a row without getting my Joji trimmed.
You're not a young boy anymore.
No. Yeah.
That's what he says. That's what the guy says to his wife. I've got to get my Joji trimmed. I'm not a young boy anymore.
What, young boys grow long beards?
I don't know.
There's a t-shirt for you.
Young boys grow long beards.
That's a frightening, weird statement. Young boys grow long beards. Here in Mars.
Here on Mars.
That's David Bowie's opening line to his last film. Young boys grow long beards on Mars.
That's what he said to Jesus when he saw him.
Jesus said, you're correct, David.
Is that how Jesus sounds?
I don't know. Jesus is, voice. Yeah. David, you're absolutely correct. Welcome.
Now he's got David's, like a Chicago-ish. Yeah.
David sounds like Rick Steves. Jesus sounds like Rick Steves.
Who's Rick Steves?
Travel guy, Channel 20. Come on.
You love talking about him.
He's fantastic.
You brought him up a couple of times, and I always forget about him. He likes smoking grass, doesn't he?
Is
he
he's president. Guy? He's like, he's involved with Normal.
I've seen Bourdain smoke a bunch of pot on his show, too.
Who?
Bourdain. Oh. All the kids are doing it now.
Yeah, man, they're eating foods, smoking pot, doing
eating
old drill.
Gummy pot.
I guess some of the stuff that those guys eat, though, I mean, you'd have to build up an appetite because you'd probably just be like, ugh. but I got to try it for the sake of entertainment value.
You're talking about on Anthony Bourdain's TV show. What's it called? No Reservations. Is that what it
that,
is?
Yeah, but like, who's then there's a guy who eats like all the weird food. Have you
ever seen that? Yeah.
Where he was just going to like third world countries and chowing into stuff that would.
What are you eating? Goat heart? Yeah, I'll have some.
Yeah,
sure.
It's like, ugh, you know? He's eating antelope feet.
He's got the Travel Channel painting.
Well, essentially, there was a TV show on NBC called Fear Factor.
Oh, yeah. Remember?
There was a little bit of that.
There was Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Joe Rogan.
You know, speaking of Fear Factor, we had
I've got a pile of turds. Who's going to eat it up?
Yeah, they should have just had one show, and that was it.
Guy who eats this bucket of turds gets a trip to Epcot Center.
Wasn't our buddy Mike Raspatello on Fear Factor?
He was.
What did
I
got
to ask him about that.
Did he have to eat something?
I can't remember. It was like we were in college, and someone's like, Raspatello's going to be on Fear Factor. And I was like, what?
Raspatello's going to
And this was before Facebook, I think. So you like the word really was out on the street. You know, people had to communicate about this.
We should have Mike on the program. He's got a web publication called October that's all about craft beer. That's pretty cool. Catching some traction. And yes, he was. He founded the North Coast Music Festival here in Chicago.
Sure.
He's also a filmmaker.
He's a filmmaker as well. But yes, he did appear on Fear Factor.
Fear Factor. We got to ask
him. He's
on
that Fear Factor.
Hot show in the 90s. Early thousands.
Early. It was on in that like the early thousands. 2000s, I'm sorry.
Do you think a guy in the UFC has ever been like, you stunk on Fear Factor?
Who, to Rogan?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Rogan had hair when he was on Fear Factor.
He
now
did?
Now he's just...
Yeah, this show
now
was
Now he's all
so...
completely shaved off.
Yeah.
Now he's on Rogoids.
I don't know.
He's pretty huge.
He's big.
He's real big.
He's a workout guy. He probably works out with all those UFC guys.
Yep.
Him and Dana White. Just crushing off push-ups with those
Dana
guys.
Dana White's just slamming Sam Adams. He's not in shape.
Yeah, he's not like Rogan.
I like Rogan. Rogan's created a new persona for himself. He's got showbiz standing power.
Yeah, he's reinvented the wheel.
The Joe Rogan experience in his podcast?
He's been in the game a long time.
Yes, he has.
He was doing stand-up like 30 years ago.
Rogan's been doing stand-up for 30 years?
Joe Rogan? I mean, he's been doing stand-up 30 years.
What is he, like 50?
I don't know. We got to look it up.
Yeah, I don't
Google
know.
Rogan.
You're no spring chicken Rogan. Yourself in your Mets gear.
I know. This is very trendy, my Mets gear. What's wrong with this? Got a nice... This sweater is cashmere.
The Mets are in hot water right now.
About what?
We should have this whole conversation in New York accent.
All right.
The Mets are in hot water.
There was a...
trainers put in their pitcher, their star pitcher, Syndergaard.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an issue, and they said they cleared
50.
Him, and he got hurt.
Yeah,
he's out for the season.
Ooh,
yeah.
You just did that bit in a New York accent right there, and I was at 1871 last Friday.
Yeah,
that's the Tech Incubation Center.
That's the Tech Incubation Center here in Chicago.
The tech.
Yeah.
It's a tech incubator. They grow Georgies and things like that, and
virtual Georgies.
They talk about platforms and bitcoins and things. Anyway, I went to this thing called the TGIF event.
Yeah.
How original. Takes place on Fridays. It's kind of a happy hour there. And this one was sponsored by JP Morgan Chase, right?
Sure.
But anyway, they have a couple of other tables there that are other startups there. And this guy starts talking to me, going, how you doing? Here's why I'm here, nice to meet you. And he's got the New York accent, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I work in social media, so... Mostly, if you want to be on Facebook and Facebook famous, Instagram famous, I can help you do that, And I was like, okay, great. And then he just talked forever. And that he had Diet Coke and cigarette breath.
Yeah.
I was just like, ugh.
Terrible.
Ugh.
Terrible.
And I was trying to be like, that's very interesting,
You should have said, oh, my God. Your breath is horrible.
Here's a tip from a tech veteran. Get... Nice smelling breath. If you're going to sell me electronics,
you can pick a New York accent out pretty easily.
Yeah, but I asked him. I was like, "You from New York?" He's like, "Yeah,
I'm from New York." Yeah, I was actually when I was in LA, living in LA, I was playing basketball at this park, and mm-hmm. there was this dude skateboarding, and he's like, swole, huge, swole, and he's all
ripped,
tatted up, and whatever, and he wipes out and he lands flat on his back, and he's like, kind of in pain. So I'm just like,
"You all right?"
I go, "You all right?" He goes. Yeah, I'm resting. And I go, here you resting? And he goes, yeah, I'm resting. And it's like a back and forth from Goodfellas.
Yeah.
So, and he did it in a New York accent, and we both started cracking up. And I started talking to him for like a half hour. And he's like, yeah, I'm from Brooklyn and blah, blah. I just moved here. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And
My uncle was in the Lucchese crime family. Yeah. I love the Goodfellas reference. Beautiful. How often do you meet a guy in a skate park and talk Goodfellas?
With a broken tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are talking about Georgie's.
Yes.
Georgie, yeah.
Yes, we are.
Have you seen this thing they got out of Facebook? The Guy Bar? It's like this metal bar.
That's like what you used.
I did not use that's it, but this is
ingenious
what,
idea.
What, to groom a
it's
beard?
It's basically a guide. You put it on a piece of like plastic on your face.
It looks like a ruler.
It's like a template, and you shave along it.
It shows you like
and
how
it gives you your lines.
Yeah, it gives you your perfect lines.
Bill, your thick Chicago accent, I misheard it for Guy Bar. Look at this. They got a Guy Bar. What's a Guy Bar?
It is called Guy Bar. G-U-Y-B-A-R.
They got a Guy Bar.
They got a Guy Bar.
Got it.
Hey, my friend Joey got a Guy Bar, man. It looks neat.
It looks real cleaned up.
That's ridiculous. I mean.
But I did, you know, like I did have, when I was cleaning up the beard, I did have people come up to me like, did you get one of those things off of Facebook, that thing that like lines you up perfectly? And I was like, no. It's called having an artistic eye.
I don't believe it.
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
People are cleaning up left and right.
That guy's got a nice beard.
So nice Georgie.
Clean your Georgie with your Guy Bar.
We're writing the marketing campaign for Guy Bar right now.
Absolutely.
It says over 100,000 guys are perfecting their beard and neck with the Guy Bar. There it is. Save time, save money.
We got to reach out to them. Maybe they'll sponsor the show.
I thought of a new business today I'm going to start.
$20
tires.
Hey.
Well, see, this is just the kind of thing like Billy's ideas and stuff like that and Billy's toys. Yeah. We could come up with a guy bar.
Yeah, we missed out on this. Well, you missed it.
Sell it
so
for,
now $20 tires is our thing.
You didn't even explain the Guy Bar very well. It's a ruler for
it's pretty
for
it looks
your
like
beard.
A hockey stick.
Yeah. But it's like a 90-degree and it's got a curve and then it's got grooves for like combs on either side. Yeah.
It's a guide it's a for template. Your beard. It's a template for your beard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it
$20
is.
$20 tires?
For the really uncoordinated shaver out there.
There's a lot of them.
For the really uncoordinated shaver out there, there's Guy Bar.
$42.95.
Yeah.
$42.95, and you get Babe Winkleman's VHS of muskie hunting and fishing coming along with it.
I don't know. Should we look and see what the Guy Bar runs? What is this thing? How much is it? Because you think about this kind of stuff, and you're
this
like,
is dumber than
fix your face.
Just fix your face.
What's it called? It's dumber than the dude wipes thing.
No, dude wipes is a great idea.
Look, there's the gold one. You can get the limited edition gold.
Oh, it's got a comb on it.
The limited edition black.
This
and
is
then
unbelievable.
The stainless steel. $19. Look at this. $29 for the gold beard shaper. $29.
It's a lot.
What do you think that thing costs to make?
$2? Yeah.
I mean, if that.
Well, good luck to him.
You know, congratulations on the Guy Bar, guys.
They're going to be on Shark Tank.
Guy Bar.
Acquired by Mark Cuban.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
Guy Bar.
We just gave him a lot of free advertising.
Sure did. Yeah. $20 tires. Talk to me about that.
Find a way to do it.
Where are we getting the rubber? China. I got a new business, $20 tires. All tires are $20.
All tires, $20. That's it.
Done.
Yeah.
It's got to be, it could be done.
I guess.
Let's do it.
Listen, everybody, don't worry about what I'm going to do with Korea right now. We're going to make it so y'all get $20 tires. Everybody cool with it?
How many cars did I get, my man?
$20 tires? Cross the horn, round the horn?
Is that cool?
You guys good with it? Good. Fire away.
Well, someday.
Yeah.
Let's work on it.
$20 tires. Okay.
I want to see Trump start doing that stuff. We're going to judge by a round of applause. Round of applause, everybody.
I want to see him in...
If you want this, cheer.
I want to see him throw on like the military general uniform. Like, let's start a war with somebody.
Yeah. Like, he just walked,
he's wearing like what Nicholson wears in the last scene of A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
Like, where's the button to fire the missiles? Is it a button? It's a button, right?
What if he did do that kind of stuff?
Be like, amazing. I was,
he just, he's, Melania's laying in bed in the morning drinking tea, and he just comes into a room, and he's dressed in military uniform, and he goes, today I end the world.
No, they both have a press conference, but she's in, like, you know, like a Pink Floyd, like, military style.
Oh, I thought you said she has a Pink Floyd t-shirt on. That would have been cool.
Yeah,
today we end the world.
Boy, I just learned about Pink Floyd.
I just learned about Dark Side and Wizard of Oz.
Sync up. Well, hopefully he will do that. He's on track. He might.
He could. This is the kind of stuff that I want to see happen.
Yeah. Maybe he'll wake up and give himself a... He'll grab his guy beard and give himself a Kim Jong Il haircut.
That'd be weird.
Oh, man, that would yeah. be weird.
Look at me. I'm
You're
getting...
not the only one who could have a skater cut. I can too.
If Trump shaved his head, I mean, that would be some weird stuff.
You know what? I'm going to shave my sides.
Yeah, like one of his... He's got like that...
Bannon told me to shave my sides.
He's no, he's got that hipster kind yeah, of cut hip... now. Like yeah. The
fold over?
Yeah. What do you call that? What are they calling that these
call
days?
Call that a... I don't know. What's the side over?
I'm going to see my stylist. I want the hipster, the hip, the cool...
I want to look like a, I want to look like a 13-year-old kid from Modesto.
Give me to the hip, to the hop, to the hippie, to the hip, to the hipster hair.
Remember the frohawk?
I want to look like a 7th grader.
I want a frohawk.
Yeah, the frohawk was a big
thing. You couldn't
do
a fauxhawk.
Is it a fauxhawk?
It's a fauxhawk, F-A-U-X. Yeah. Fauxhawk!
Okay, all right. There were guys with those everywhere for a while.
There's a rumor out there that I currently have a mohawk.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I've heard it from like 4 people. They're like, people keep telling me you got a mohawk.
No.
If you're saying that about me, stop it.
The frohawk. That was like
the last thing I need.
That was all the fauxhawk. Yeah, that was all the rage. Like
that's still floating
5
around.
Years. Is the fauxhawk still cool?
Yeah. It's not cool, but it's floating around.
Honey, are fauxhawks still cool?
I'm going to haircut or your
supercuts. Going to Lollapalooza. Are fauxhawks still cool? No, Nathan, they're not.
Nathan. How old is Nathan?
Nathan's 51. He's a year older than Rogan.
My uncle Nathan.
He's 51. He's a year older than Rogan.
You don't meet a lot of people.
My uncle Nathan's coming to Lala with us.
Yeah, cool uncle.
He's got a faux
cool
hawk.
Uncle Nathan. With
cool uncle Nathan with the faux
He's got
hawk.
A bottle rockets in his car.
Cun.
Cool uncle Nathan?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Cun here. Come. Don't leave your house without your cun. Cool uncle Nathan.
Yeah.
Gotta protect yourself. You're gonna need your gun.
Cool Uncle Nathan.
For all of you freaks out there, we're gonna get all the cuns off the street.
This is crazy. He drives an IROC. Still got my IROC.
All the havoc that's been caused these days is up. There's way too many cuns out there. I'm gonna get all of them. All these cool Uncle Nathans walking around with fauxhawks. It's killing the mole of the world. $20 tires, no more cuns.
I love it.
Hey, does Cool Uncle Nathan have the guy bar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
He's got the gold one.
I don't know if Cool Uncle Nathan can grow a beard, though.
No, he can.
Picture him just as like...
He's cool, but he's not that cool.
No, he's not that cool.
He thinks he's cool. That's the whole joke.
Yeah. He's wearing like
dork.
Yeah. He's like the guy wearing an NBA jersey at 51 at Lala.
Yeah, shows up at like his nephew's college. Like, who's going to party?
Cool Uncle Nathan.
It's over, Nate. It's over.
Hang it up. Yo, Nate dog.
It's done.
Settle down. Oh, wow. I can't believe we just did a minute on Cool Uncle Nathan.
you could write a whole TV series about that.
I'm writing a book about my Cool Uncle Nathan. I'd hope that you'd all buy it someday.
Yeah. Good times.
Just like stories about...
I got exciting news, huh?
Yeah, what's that?
I'd like to give a shout out here. That's what they say when you
absolutely.
To my niece, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Who will be attending Marquette University. Next year.
That's beautiful.
Congratulations.
Yep.
How's Bart feeling about this?
Everyone's doing well.
Yeah?
Yeah, everyone's happy. The tradition continues.
The tradition
continues. It makes
continues.
4 of us now.
Yeah.
That went there.
Yeah.
Yep. And,
I hope she has
a reason to go back to Jalisco.
Your sister-in-law, some of her brothers went there too.
Sure.
So it's all over her family.
It's deep. It's deep in the blood.
It's deep in the Marquette roots, huh?
Yeah. So,
but it's not the same schools that it was when we were there. It's a little different.
It's a lot nicer.
Is it?
Yeah.
I liked the grittiness.
They got rid of all the creeps, like me and you.
I would have.
Now they like.
I could never get into Marquette.
Now it's like an actual good school that like
they don't let like juvenile delinquences from.
They burned down everything that we did. It's gone.
I know. There's no memory of my delinquency up there at all. It's been wiped away.
There's no trace of it.
It's kind of saddening to me.
Yeah. Well.
Like you want to go up there and you want to be like, all right, there's the old haunt.
It's gone.
That's why that's why people graffiti stuff. Leave their mark, right?
I guess, yeah.
No, they tear the buildings down, and now you're like, yeah, that's where like I used to hang out, and you're pointing at like
all those buildings have probably
parking
been
garage.
Pointing at like a U.S. cellular store. I used to go there all the time.
I guess a lot of those
bar, though.
They've been torn down,
that's
too,
what
right?
Cool Uncle Nathan does.
Gone. Wow. They tore everything down. Wow. Burned it. They said, no more.
Yeah.
It's a sad day.
But it's going to be great to go up there and see her, you know, get in the swing of things and...
That'll be cool.
Go and visit some.
You'll be cool, Uncle Clay.
That's right.
Who went here?
That's right. That doesn't drink. I'm gonna really be.
So wait, let me get this straight. I can't. Now I'm feeling. You know.
Don't get upset.
I just all of a sudden felt really old.
You are old.
Now, your nephew Gavin, is he in college?
That's correct.
Where does he go? Oh, he goes to Missouri, right?
No, he's in Madison.
He goes to Madison.
No, he goes to Madison area, TC.
Oh.
Where Billy went to the sister school.
I went to Milwaukee area technical college. That's
right.
Correct. Yeah, I was there for probably about maybe four classes.
Four classes.
But Bill didn't
I went to the bookstore. I bought my books. I went to like the first week of classes. I got a flag that said the Fighting Cyclones in the bookstore, and I never went back.
Did you return the books?
No. That was a total waste of money.
Yeah, that didn't make much sense. You want to play a song?
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I got it right here. Go to college, you're going to need to use your logic. Super Tramp.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily, oh, joyfully. Oh, playfully watching me.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back, Coolie Sully, 1240 AM, WSBC. Clay, we were just talking about this during the commercial break.
Yep.
Kentucky Derby on Saturday.
Yeah,
I just looked at my email. I got our buddy Baby Norton sent me some picks.
There's a one-eyed horse that is the feel-good favorite of the Derby. Have you read about this at all?
Is that Hence, the name of the horse?
I don't know. I'm looking it up right now.
The projections, and even while the radio audience is listening to this, the Derby will be over.
That's right.
So it doesn't really matter.
You lost.
You lost, Bill.
Yeah, Patch is the name of the horse.
I'm gonna take Irish War Cry.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
What are the odds right now?
They're saying that he has a 90% chance of winning, but everybody's in the field is like 99, 91, 91, 91. You know, it's like 88. I mean, there aren't. You know, I don't. From these odds, it looks like it's an open race, except for this Hence horse, who's 9 points above. Jeez. 4 other horses.
I gotta ask my buddy Saeed on like who he's gonna pick. He's my guy at Ronnie's Mini Mart. He owns it.
Yeah.
He loves the ponies. He's always like, "Hey Pat, I have a pick for you." You know.
Really?
He's like, "It's Baffert's horse." You know, he's huge into it. He'll give me my picks this
horse
week.
Horse racing, so I get giddy.
He's way into it. You get giddy on horse racing?
Oh man, I just the $1.
Get the itch.
It's the $1 trifecta box. I hit it once with 2 long shots in it. And I won on a $6 bet.
Yeah, like
$1,000 almost. That's and nice, I was man. Like, and I didn't even know I won. And then all of a sudden I was like, looked at the ticket and I was like, let me cash, see if this means, you know, sometimes when you're questioning it, you just go up to the teller and you're like, can you see if that's anything? And the guy's like, yeah, you just won $1,000. I was like, whoa. And then you're hooked. Then
yeah.
Then you're like every race, you're like, let me do these combinations and these combinations. Next thing you know, you're
sitting in Maywood.
Next thing you know, you're getting your Joji trimmed.
Then every race, you're betting like $40 or $50.
Yeah. The next thing you know, you got the nicest Georgie at the slot machines when you're 75.
The nicest Georgie at the slot machines.
I knew Roger. He had the nicest Georgie at the slot machines. Oh, man. Great guy.
Very manicured beard. Terrible gambler.
Uh-huh. Did Georgie perhaps, or did Roger perhaps smoke?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you bring that up. We talk about horse racing. I'm going to Vegas in a week.
Uh-oh.
For work.
Yeah, the Britney Spears slot going to be there, the Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Who knows? Who's the hot pop star now? But there's probably a Kesha slot machine or something like
Kesha.
That.
Kesha? Kesha's old. I can't keep
Kesha,
up.
Kesha, she's old, man.
She's old news.
Kesha, she's old news.
I don't know. Who is the hot one?
You get the Waylon Jennings machine.
Yeah, you got to go to Reno.
Like
and play
Shelton
that
machine?
Sir, Jason Bieber
you
machine?
You won!
Is there a Jason Bieber machine around here somewhere?
Hey,
sure.
Sir, do you work here? My wife is supposedly playing at the Jason Bieber machine. And I can't for the hell of me find that Jason Bieber slot machine.
Yeah.
Follow me, sir. I'll take you right to the Jason Bieber machine. They're over in T5 on the showcase floor.
Are you
floor.
Having a nice time with us?
Are you having a wonderful time? I'm having a real good time. Just confused by the Jason Bieber talk. Can't seem to
Don't
find
Don't forget
a...
about our pancakes tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you so much. Hey, honey. Oh, it's Justin Bieber. Why'd you correct me, sir?
I'm here
goodbye.
To make you happy. Yeah. Here's $10 in chips.
Here's a guy bar. Enjoy the rest of your stay.
There's a complimentary guy bar in your room. That'll do. My Georgie's getting long.
Uh-huh. Vegas, huh?
Yeah.
When are you leaving in a week?
It's gonna be hot, man.
Next Wednesday, a week from today.
Vegas
oh,
in
so
May?
You won't be able to do the show, huh?
Oh, we'll do the show.
Okay.
Figure out a way to do the show.
Okay. Had the plane right outside.
Mm-hmm.
What do you're going for a tech conference of some sort?
Yeah, it's called Transact.
Yeah.
You heading up to that Transact in Vegas? Talk about money?
So you got to wear a suit?
Yeah, probably.
In the heat.
Suit in the heat. Yeah.
Probably not too bad out there right now.
I don't know. That's interesting because I've been trying to gauge the dress code of what to pack, you know? I don't...
shorts in a suit. Like Angus Young from
AC/DC.
Yeah.
That's a look.
And some Chuck Taylors.
And a schoolboy hat.
And a schoolboy hat. What's a schoolboy hat?
Yeah, you know, a hat.
With a little hat with a beanie on
it's
it?
Like, yeah,
or a little beanie
the
with
suit.
The...
Yeah, with the propeller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, with the propeller.
Show up in one of those. It would be a big hit.
What do you
get? Go ahead, give it a twirl.
What
do
you
go
get?
Ahead. No, it's fine.
Where do you get those? Can you imagine a guy going in a sport bar? I'm looking for a baseball cap with a propeller on it. Can you help me out?
Go on the internet.
You know, they used to wear them in those English schoolboys.
You can get anything on the internet.
You know, they used to wear it in them English schoolboys? You know, the propeller hat? It's like an English schoolboy hat, right?
No, you don't got it?
They're called Georgies.
I don't know, man.
They are called Georgies.
Yeah, that's a look. I could wear that to Vegas. I don't know. I guess you could get loud with it.
There's probably all kinds of guys in Vegas with that.
I have a green sport coat. I think I'm going to wear my green sport coat.
There you go. Stick out.
Money.
Yeah.
You know?
Greed.
Dollar bills all over. That's been a... Remember that guy? Who was the guy in the infomercials with all the dollar bills on his sport coat? He's the most annoying guy in the world. Yeah. Hey!
Hi,
are you
I'm,
poor?
Hi, I'm in jail now.
Are you poor and watching Channel 50 at 2 in the morning?
Yep. Or did he have question marks on his...
I can help you. Yeah, it was question marks, wasn't it?
He had a lot of question marks.
Honey, I can't see too right. Is them question marks or dollar bill signs on his jacket?
Is this fella wearing question marks?
All right, so I just, you know, the propeller beanie increased in popular use through comics and eventually made its way onto the character of Beanie Boy and Beanie and Cecil.
What year was that? 1923?
Today, computer savvy and other technically proficient people are sometimes, I can't pronounce this word, can you do that? I don't know, man. That's hard.
Billy's having trouble.
I'm going to say it's, let me see here.
It is hard. See it?
Pejoratively referred to as propeller heads, thanks to the one-time popularity of the popular beanie. There you go.
So it's this propeller beanie.
So what do they say? Real smart people wear them?
I guess people that could pronounce that word.
Spicer, quick, pejorative. What's it mean?
Should I start wearing one of these?
I'm having a conversation about beanie hats.
Spicer, I'm meeting with Putin. Should I wear this propeller hat or not?
Matthew, thank you, Mike. Matthew Lesko is the name of question mark boy.
Yeah.
Who's the name of question mark boy? Spicer, quick, Lesko. Thank you. Gee. I had a deal with Lesko. I can't believe I forgot his name. He's a great guy. Just an act.
Played golf with him a few
Played
times.
Played golf with Lesko. He's got a sweet 2 handicap. You wouldn't believe how this guy gets around. He also loves babes. Loves the babes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Yeah, I'm going to Vegas. That's it. I'm excited.
I see. Fun. I've never been. You enjoy Vegas, don't you?
For a couple of hours.
Go do this.
Circus. You told me this. You didn't
do it last time.
Yeah, but you're like, you got to go to eat
just
in Vegas.
Do it.
Where is it? It's like it's the restaurant in Circus, steak, right?
I think it's called the Steakhouse.
It's called the Steakhouse?
It's a Circus, yeah. It's like the Golden Steer.
And can I dress like Lefty Rosenthal from like Sam Rothstein from Casino when I go?
You gotta wear a white suit with a white tie. Like I'm going to First Communion.
I'm wearing my glasses the whole time for dinner, not taking them off. My shades.
Yeah.
Those will work.
Like the Robert Evans, Al Davis shades?
Yes.
Yeah. That just works in Vegas.
Get weird
with it. Vegas is a weird spot, man.
Have dinner with like a random Japanese tourist.
That's my Craigslist ad. Heading to Vegas for the weekend, looking for a Japanese tourist to kick it with. Random.
Got lots of stories to tell you.
Families welcome too.
Families welcome. Japanese families are welcome. Looking to just hang out with some random Japanese people.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
We want to play on the Jason Bieber machine.
We want to take selfies.
Yeah.
Looking to take selfies with random Japanese families in Vegas this weekend. $100, you know? Somebody would do
you
that.
You could probably start a business in Vegas, like, in seconds on the street, you know?
Yeah. It's called prostitution.
It's called drug dealing.
Yeah, they do that already, don't they?
Yeah, they do it all. They're way ahead of you, Bill.
Yeah, my ideas wouldn't work in Vegas.
Yeah, they've been doing that since, like, the Roman times.
The Roman, yeah, Vegas was around during the Roman times.
Prostitution. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
the oldest
sure.
profession in the world.
That's right.
Okay, on that note, we are winding down towards the end of the show here. We have a couple of seconds left here. I want to remind everybody, if you liked listening to this episode, you can find past episodes of the Hoolies Hooli at FreeCrack, CRAIC.com, or you can find us on iTunes if you search FreeCrack.
Wow.
You'll see Hooli's Hooli. That's CRAIC, Free Crack.
That's okay. Right.
This show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmitter.
It is.
Stick around for the crack with Cooney and Keene.
It's Hooli and Cooney.
Why do I say, yes, that's right.
You're living in the past.
You're living in the past. The show has changed.
Thank you.
It's Mike Houlihan and Gino Cooney.
You're correct.
Yeah.
With Gino and Hooli, who, by the way, is a very funny guy, Gino Cooney.
Yeah.
By the way, he's very funny, Gino. Yeah. I love you. But yes, stick around for that show. That show tapes on Thursday nights at the Irish American Heritage Center.
Yeah.
And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions
That's
afterwards.
Right. Always a good time.
Clay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Pretty funny. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, we'll get one more talk with you before we go to Vegas, huh?
Yeah, we will. One more Vegas talk next week.
Okay.
Huh? Get ready. I'm bringing cool Uncle Nathan with me.
Cool Uncle Nathan.
And a slick Georgie.
Go Mets.
All right. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to take it out. Here's a little David Bowie doing Moon Age Daydream.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rollin' bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut.